ready to give it a try? Tell me this story.
One day, a boy went to the grocery store to just look around. To just look around.
Oh, okay.
And when he went in, he saw a big pile of cookies. He was so surprised, he wanted to have some. When he was going to pick up one, he was so surprised, he touched one and was beginning to pull, and then, whoops, oh, the whole pile dropped down. And the person who works there was very angry at the boy when he just dropped all the cookies down. And that's the end.
Okay, and I forgot to say to the table caller, your name is Caleb, this is Tim Miller, and you're 9 years old. Okay, tell me this story.
One day, a girl elephant named Sally was bouncing a ball near a swimming pool. Then I wasn't done on that second page.
You weren't done? Okay.
And then a zebra came, and he was so surprised. He liked the ball, and he wanted to play with it.
Okay, your turn.
And when he was playing with it, it actually got stuck in the swimming pool. And the elephant said, "Oh no," said Sally. "Don't worry, I can probably try to get it," said June.
What's his name?
April.
Oh, okay.
He swam and swam. April swam and swam. He swam hard as he can, and he just reached it. When he came back and gave her the ball, Sally was so surprised, and they became friends. Sally said, "Thank you for getting my ball," and then he gave him a kiss. Nice.
Good. Very nice. Okay, tell me this story.
One day, Sally and April were commonly swimming at the same swimming pool before with the ball problem. They wanted to swim, and Sally was so surprised. He looked at the water, and she said, "Look, a diving board. We can use that." But a sign said, "No running. Running on the rink." He slipped, and she did the splits when he came down, and April came to help. Sally cried because she hurt her leg, and April said, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" Then the lifeguard came. He said, "Sally, are you hurt?" And she said, "Yes, I am." So the lifeguard went back and to get some band-aids. When he came back, he put the band-aid on and said, "There we go. See that sign over there? We're running on a rack. We should don't do that again." "Well, I want to try again to make sure to..." Then the lifeguard said, "Want to try again? No running though, or you'll be kicked out." But you should have seen that sign before. Oh, and so he said, I'm sorry. The end. One day when April came, April the zebra, actually the zebra actually, and he had an airplane. Sally was surprised, this toy, it's called the airplane, said April. April the giraffe was showing her what it does. And Sally was like, whoa, can I play with it? And she grabbed it away and she began to play with it. And he said, hey, that's mine. He's like, you gotta get me. You and Sally dropped it, and he said, and April was so sad. He said, you dropped it in the swimming pool. Oops, said Sally. April was like so mad when at Sally. He says, I'm really sorry. I am. Said, what's the matter? What's you? April said, Sally dropped my airplane in the swimming pool. I was really sorry, said Sally. I was. Well, April said he did it on purpose, so let me try to get it, the lifeguard said. When he tried, he couldn't get it. And April said, oh rats, I cannot get my toy again. And Sally said, aww, I look so sorry. Zebra was so sad, he cried, and Sally said, I'm really, 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 really sorry, and I'd probably give you a kiss. No, you did that really in purpose. Now, lifeguard cannot do anything. Then, the lady who worked for the building came and had a net. Yay, Pippery, they all said. And she tried it out. She got it, then he scooped it, and the airplane, and toy airplane went, came out of the swimming pool. And April had it back. He was really happy. When the lady who worked for the building named Sally, actually Sally's mother, who worked for the building, she gave April her airplane. And April was so happy. And Sally said, that's okay. I don't want to play with it no more. Draft hugged it and loved it the rest of the day. The end.
Okay, ready?
One day, a dog does take... I was building a sandcastle and she was named Billy. And a rabbit came, his name was Easter. Easter wanted to the sandbox too. What was the dog's name?
Your story. You
John. And he let him play in the sandbox. Easter was putting sand in the bucket, and when John was still building a sand castle, and Easter dumped the bucket of sand on top of John's sand castle. He was very angry at him. He was very sad, actually. And he cried, my sand castle's gone. And he just said, sorry. The end. One day, Easter Rabbit was coming, walking down the road. When he see he saw John. Hey, hi John, hi Easter. Want to have a picnic today? All right. Easter had a lot of stuff. He had carrots, cake, chocolate, jam, cookies, and chips. Oh, sure, that's a lot of stuff, said John. I have a sandwich and some juice, that's all. Well, you should eat a lot, said Easter. So, I will eat all this stuff in 1 minute, as he said. And he got a tummy ache. I got a tummy ache. I feel sick. I feel real sick. I think I'm gonna eat for a week. And then a doctor was walking, along the path. And John went up to the doctor. Doctor, can I help a friend of mine? Sure, said the doctor. So I went. It's over here, said John. So that's a tummy ache, said the doctor. Let's see. I just took his temperature. He's really hot. Nick, then the doctor, I think he needs an appointment. Come on. You have brain surgery too. Make sure don't eat next time, okay? Or you'll get sick. Okay. The end. My nose. Easter, said John. I got a wagon with a balloon on it. Hey, can I have that balloon?
Sure you can. Alcoff, no, look at that. It's called a balloon. That's the balloon. Oh, I've never seen one of these in ages. Can I have it? Oh, sure you can. So he tried to tie it off, and he did, but it fell away. It floated away, and they both could not get it. Now what are they gonna do? It floated away, and John was so angry, he wanted his balloon back. Don't worry, I'll try to get it. Look, over there, there's a balloon man, said John. I'll go get two over there. Can I have one of those balloons, please? Oh, sure you can. But you gotta pay 5 cents for the balloons. And he checked in his pockets. He got no money left. Mm-hmm. Aw, man. And then April and actually John and Easter didn't know what to do. So there's a doctor standing by, and he said, I'll go ask her for some money. And he went there, and he said, can I have some money, please, for two of those balloons? And he said, oh, sure you can. And he paid for them 5 cents. And they said, hip, hip, hooray. They all shouted. The April and Easter shouted. And they both had their balloons. Both had balloons all, and they played with their balloons all day. That's it.